This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us. You can be part of this fine production. 855-752-4842. 855-75-Civic. Big day today. Got Jess P.S. on the board and jazzed as hell to reintroduce to you our dear friend Earl Ingram from the Earl Ingram Show. You can listen to his fine production right here on the Civic Media Radio Network Monday through Friday from 8 to 10 a.m. The early shift. Hey, Earl, welcome, man.
What's going on, man? It is good to be back.
It is great to see you. You know, I was just thinking, Earl, like, this is the only time we hang out, man. We haven't been able to hang out in a long time since we did a nice fine bar by your place, man. I got to tell you, I want to go back sometime, Earl. It's good to see you, man.
Well, listen, man, so we'll do that, man. The holidays coming up.
Yeah.
And so I want to make it happen because I'm hanging out with you.
Yes, it's always good. And folks, you can hang out with us 855-752-4842. A lot to get to today, but the holidays, you mentioned this earlier. I know this was a topic for you earlier today, and I think it is an interesting one. The giving. It's the time for giving, Earl, right? So and this is what really gets me. You're going to give a gift to someone, right? And then what is there an expectation to get a gift back? You know what I mean? And what is it about the holiday season, or at least the Christianity, when you're talking about Christmas, about buying material things for those that you love or like, or maybe don't love or like too much, or want them to like you a little bit more? Earl, doesn't it get a little bit out of hand?
Man, it's so far out of hand. And you know, so you buy gifts for people you don't even like, right? And they don't like you.
No, you're talking about family, Earl? What do you say?
Well, man, you know, even we used to do things, you know, at work, you know, in the job. Everybody's got to buy something for somebody. You know, that's not, you know, the reason for the season. How do we get from... This was the supposed birth of Christ. And so this is why we are celebrating the birth of Christ. How do we get to credit cards, you know, Black Friday, right. Black Thursday?
Cyber Monday? They just keep adding more opportunities for us to spend money, Earl.
So what gets me, Dominic, is I remember a different time, man, when we didn't have a lot of things. And I'm from a family of 13. And so, man, just being with each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It wasn't a whole lot under the tree. But, man, just that holiday, the feelings, whatever happened to peace on earth, goodwill of men. Hark the herald, angels sing, glory. All those things, Dominic. Those things are pushed so far in the background that it's about giving and receiving. And so if you gave me something that's cheaper than what I gave you.
Oh, I would never do that, Earl.
No. You and I may not, but there are people who unfortunately are caught up in this all for the wrong reason.
And
they didn't do it themselves, Dominic. What has happened is a system has kind of got us all caught up in that. Sometimes it's hard to separate yourself from it.
Yeah.
You know, people, there are people who have everything as it is. You're struggling out here trying to figure out, now, what am I going to get, Dominic? Right, that Dominic can't buy for himself or that he wants that he doesn't already have.
Exactly.
I'm not talking about a Lamborghini, right? but people are out actually trying to figure out, and I'm looking at Jess, trying to figure out what should we, I got to figure out, I don't know what to get. And then the worst part about it is you've thought about it. You've been out here, man, struggling. You came up with the right gift for Dominic. This is it. This is, I've been, I don't know how many, I put hours in this. I got this gift for Dominic. I give it to Dominic. Dominic opens it up and says, where's the return receipt?
So maybe then Earl just, you know, giving cash. I've had this with my siblings for much of our adult life. You know, way back in the day after we, you know, we were still young, you know, out of the house, but, you know, young adults.
Right.
And we'd get each other something. Now, here's your gift and here's my gift. Oh, okay.
Right.
Oh, then eventually it's like, oh, man, didn't get to go shopping. So here's a card with some money in it. Oh, right, here's right. a card with some money in it for you. So I was like, well, how about we just save all that? A combo hang out and give you a hug. Because us swapping money or swapping material things isn't necessarily going to make us any closer. You know what I mean? I don't know what the purpose. Now, I get it. You know, if you get a nice gift, a practical, something that was like, oh, yes, I forgot I needed that. You know, I like socks. You know what I mean? Because I hate shopping. So, you know, something like that. My wife's family, they give each other. So I don't do that. Any of the gifting stuff on my side of the family. We just don't do it. We just, nope, not doing that. On my wife's side of the family, they do lists for each other. You know, here's the list of stuff I want and the list of stuff they want. And then they go out and they'll go do it. And it's cute. It's fun. I guess sometimes you forget what you put on the list. So when you get it, you forgot that it was there. Oh, that's great. You know, but it's fun to open gifts. It's really the community part of that, you know, hanging out with the family and doing all that. That's fine as well. But it's not, for me, it's certainly more about the camaraderie and the family and the love and that kind of stuff. It's certainly less, at least now. Now, when I was younger, man, you know, going down and trying to get a peek under the tree when Santa comes around, that was that was a big deal. But as an adult, I don't know that I need to go into debt, you know, with the interest rates on credit cards, God knows what that is. And I'm seeing the numbers are usually literally just under $1 trillion. The National Retail Federation estimate Americans will spend between $960 and $966 billion. And that was in last year. So you got to assume we're spending about $1 billion between November and December in holiday spending.
Well, you know, Dominic, for children, yes.
Yes.
I get that.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, young kids and buying those gifts and buying for them. But man, adults, come on, man. Come on. You know, I stopped buying gifts and trading gifts with my older siblings decades ago. Okay.
Yep.
I mean, because I used to find myself out in the shopping centers, and I was the guy who was always the night before Christmas.
Yeah, man, I'm there with you, Earl.
hey, 20 below zero, right?
Gotta get something. Gotta get something.
Yep. but why do we feel like we have to?
Yeah.
I guess is the bigger question.
Because we're told constantly.
Uh-huh.
We're told constantly everywhere, you need this, you need this. That special person in your life, need that.
Yeah, and diamonds are forever, Earl. Diamonds are forever. You know, one time, and I'm notorious for that. Not so much these days because Amazon, but I would be notorious for going out last minute and trying to find something all the time. One time I went out last minute, bought myself a hat, went to the bar, and came home. I didn't buy anything for anybody else. I just got myself a hat, went out. Man, that was it. I wasn't doing it. Couldn't do it anymore. You know, I like a bottle of scotch. That's nice.
Yeah, something, I like a consumable.
A consumable, exactly. Yeah. You know, like cookies. My mother-in-law gets me some homemade sugar cookies that she makes. Mm-hmm. She makes a bunch of them, but she gives me some a very special little box of my own. Mm-hmm. And those are mine. You cannot have those. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's the community ones over there. You can have those. So, you know, and those kinds of things I think are very heartfelt. And because, you know, Ma knows I love the cookies, so she gets me cookies. That's okay. I like that. It doesn't cost me anything. It doesn't barely cost her anything. But, you know, it's the heart and it's the effort and the love to give that out. And I can appreciate those things. But, you know, going into hock and you know, borrowing money at 20% or putting a jewelry away on layaway, you know, it's just it's all meant to just suck the dollars out of our pocket, Earl.
You know, man, I'm just
soul out of us.
Who are we? We're you and I are Simon Legree, because there are people who are saying, who goes out and buys gifts? Doesn't Santa bring the gifts still?
Yeah. I tell my kids, if you don't believe in Santa, he's not going to bring you anything. So even well, at 19 and 22, do you believe in Santa? You know, my favorite gift when I was a kid, my parents would erase my debt book. Like when I didn't have any money, I'd go to Ma's purse and have to write down. It took $20 out, you know, have to write it down.
How old were you when you realized that there wasn't a Santa?
What? What are you talking about?
Earl.
You know, if you don't believe, he's not bringing you anything.
Uh-huh.
I was very young. I recall my siblings were trying to get me. I had an idea, right? I had an idea. There was some rumor at school. You know, you know what I mean? And then it was further reinforced when my siblings came to me, both of them older than me. I'm the youngest. I said, hey, Nick, what do you want for Christmas? I said, well, you know, Santa knows. Well, you got to tell us. We want to know. Oh no, Santa knows. So I was trying to like fool him, because if there's really a Santa, then he'll bring what I have, you know, running through my mind. Of course, that didn't happen. And then eventually, I was probably, I don't know, third grade, something like that. And I recall specifically, we went into the attic. My brother and sister snooping around, you know, and they said, and they found it, and they said, hey, you got to come up, check this out. And I went up, and I was like, what is this treasure? And there were all these gifts in the attic, man. So I was fairly young, and I wasn't disappointed. You know, I mean, whatever, that's fine. I was very confused about Jesus and Santa. You know what I mean? I didn't get all that.
So man, that's kind of, if you got a moment, man, when we, you know, on the other side, that's one to see if we can just develop that a little bit more. What you just said, because man, some point in time, you got to have a conversation.
You had to. And the music. I remember the music confusing me, and all the Jesus, and all the. I grew up in a Christian household ish.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, and the music, but I was just so confused. I'm like, what is Jesus and Santa and the Easter Bunny and the rising? I'm so confused. why? What's the gifts? What? Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. That's Earl Ingram. We got Jess P.S. on the board. We're just yakking it up about the holidays. What are you going to get? Are you going to be part of that $1 trillion spend? Join us, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Man, Earl, I love that song. Reminds me of when I used to produce you way back in the day, playing that music early in the morning. I don't know how you do that early shift, man, but you got great, great music. We got some texters out there joining us as well. Says Andrew in Maine, cookies. Mom does quite a bit of baking every year. Sometimes I get cookies and fudge. That cross-country shipping, though, gets in the way sometimes. Oh, fudge. I remember like the first time grandpa made fudge. I was a kid and I got access to the fudge. I was like, this is heaven. Jim, my old neighbor from Whitefish Bay says, Earl, give Dominic a new bumper for the El Dorado, man. Hey, my bumpers aren't scratched. My 1976 baby blue Cadillac El Dorado. That was my grandma's. Michael from the 608. Absolutely spot on, guys. I've been the Grinch of my two families for pushing for the end to adult giving. Focus on the kids and let the adults just gather and feast and drink. Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not children. You know, anything that we want, we can go get if we want it. It's, I don't know, Earl. I mean, I'm not a Grinch about it. I mean, if you want to do it, that's fine, but I don't need it. And I just don't wait for the gift from me. You know what I mean?
You know, Dominic, the gentleman who, the last guy you just mentioned on that text is spot on.
Mm-hmm.
And more reasons than one, you and I can afford to get somebody a gift. Okay. I mean, it's not a stretch for us. But there are people who, during this time of the year,
mm-hmm.
are overburdened. They can't afford it. They live by the sweat of their brow. We talked about, and they've been talking about, one of the main reasons that Donald Trump got reelected was the economy. And so imagine people who struggle every day just to, they're talking about they can't afford the food
right
on their tables, Dominic. But they're pressured to go out, as you stated, with a credit card that may be 18, 20% and purchase gifts. Let me ask you. Any gift that you got last year, can you put your hands on it right now?
I mean, like I said, I think I got some socks. But no, that's a great point. I mean, what's the last gift that you remember? I remember mom's cookies. You know, she does it every year. You know, I mean, I get that. Right. But no, man, I mean, because the things that we, the little things we do, and they are little things, you know, books and little things like that. Someone wants a book on the list. I mean, I get it. It is enjoyable to spend that time with the family. But these aren't things that you're going to go breaking the bank on. You know what I mean? These aren't
right.
$500, you know, video game systems.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
And the prices just continue to go up. And and again, I talked about we're looking at about $980 to $990 billion in spending this year compared to $955 billion last year. Who is this? This is from the National Federation, Retail Federation guys. Overall, the economy has been in good place this year, operating with solid footing, and the consumer economy and the retail industry has certainly continued to benefit from that strength. When it comes to the holiday season, we know there are a number of holidays and family events and things that Americans prioritize and save for all year long. There are important emotional connections, and that always creates an extra bit of demand because people have prepared for this, saved for this, and are looking forward to it. I mean, this is a retail federation guy talking. I mean, of course you're going to try to commit. You want you to have an emotional connection to a material thing because that helps the money slide from your pocket to theirs.
So, Dominic, I guess I go back so far that I thought Pong was a great video.
It was. It still is.
When Pong first came out, you know, somebody had Pong on the television, we were just enamored with it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Today, as you stated, PlayStation 5 or 6 or whatever it is, $1,000, $500.
Oh.
Games, $80, $90, $100. And children look at their parents or parent, single mother,
mm-hmm.
and they want that. And mom's doing everything she can to keep her roof over there. The pressure and stress that people go through, Dominic, this time of year, if you're not fortunate like many others,
mm-hmm.
is It's unbelievable, man. And so there's more anger and frustration and mental health issues this time of year, Dominic, than there is most other times of the year. Imagine somebody who doesn't have, they've got children, may not have a job that affords them enough. And what they do, Dominic, is they take a gun and they go out and they rob somebody. Now, listen to the insanity of this. So I take a gun, I rob somebody to get money. I take the money and go give it to somebody to buy. What kind of sense does that make?
That's terrible.
The money is so valuable that I'm willing to take it from somebody with a gun.
Right, by force.
But then I'm going to go to a store and give that money to somebody. Come on, man.
Right. I mean, you just.
That's the stress.
I'm seeing on the interwebs right now on Microsoft Xbox Series X with 1 TB, a Halo Limited Edition bundle for the low, low price of $1,279. It's maybe not so much these days, but there was a time, at least in our lifetime, Earl, you could buy a car for that much money. Maybe not these days. Andrew from Maine also points out, when I was talking about the numbers expected from the retail folks, about $1 trillion. Andrew notes, wow, the consumer economy is good now? It only took a month to turn around? It's amazing. It's amazing how that all works out. Folks, this is the Dom Savage Show. That's Earl Ingram, and that's Jess P.S. on the board. You can join us as well, 855-752-4842, 855-757. We're going to get into some serious politicking eventually, but you know my Lions are playing the Packers. Earl, we'll talk about that briefly as well.
Your Lions.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram joining me today. You can check his show out Monday through Friday here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Earl, always a pleasure. Jess P.S. on the board. And you folks texting in and calling in. I was just thinking of the gifts before we move on to a little sports here. You know, I think maybe a nice gift for some of our MAGA friends would be perhaps a subscription to the New York Times. You know what I mean? Like, let's give them other sources of information. I mean, if it's free, maybe they will. Other sources of information, you know. And if you're so inclined as adults, and if you don't, do the adult gifting, there's always charities. I mean, these are, as you mentioned, Earl, these are really tough times for a lot of folks. The social pressure to go out and buy that gift and do that thing. I mean, I remember even as a kid trying to figure something out for my girlfriend. I mean, and I'm a broke-ass kid. You know, I got to go try to find something for my high school girl. Oh, my God. So there's lots of charities and things that people can do because giving, it does feel good. And you know you're helping people. It is a good feeling, and it does do good.
I got a great idea, Dominic.
What's that?
Your kids write to Santa what they want, and they put it down, and they send it to Santa. How about writing down what they want and sending it to to Elon Musk? He's worth $336 billion. Let's stop having the kids send the notes to Santa and maybe send them to Jeff Bezos. He's worth $228 billion.
Oh, damn.
Or maybe Mark Zuckerberg, $212 billion. Can you imagine? Guys, just those three, or Warren Buffett, those four guys could themselves say, hey, send me whatever it is. Elon Musk is a guy who they're getting ready to give the opportunity to determine what's waste in the budget.
Yeah, because
he's worth $333 billion.
That means
what
he's,
does he know about waste in the budget?
He's very smart because he's rich, girl. That's the equation.
Don, we went over this yesterday.
Oh, okay. What's that?
Having more money, just like being louder, doesn't actually make you more correct.
Oh, really?
I know.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have to remind you
this whole time. This whole time. You know, this happens to some degree, Earl, because, of course, just Jeff Bezos owns Amazon. You can make a list on Amazon and hit the click button and charge it to your parents' credit card, and it comes in the mail, man. This is great. 855-752-4842. The materialistic culture, and I was a big part, man, for a long time. I've kind of outgrown it to some degree as I've gotten older. But man, I embraced it, man. I was a consumer. I was a consumer's consumer. I was all about it. Now it's like, God, it seems super wasteful. You think of like all the trash that's generated from everything all the time. I mean, we're slowly burying this planet in our leftover junked out toys and clothes and God knows what, that give us, you know, a short period, perhaps of pleasure. I mean, if not functional, socks, you know, underwear, things like that. Eventually those things, even the socks, I think we're, as a society, we're reaching for something that maybe isn't there. You know what I mean? Because whatever you're looking for, if you're into the holiday spirit, whatever your spirit is, you're not going to find it by buying expensive jeans. I'm just saying.
You know, Dominic, America only makes up 4% of the global population. There's another whole world out there. And they're not pulling their hair out wondering what I'm going to get for the people I love for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It's only this 4% of the world that is caught up with this.
To this degree, certainly. You're talking about $1 trillion in like 6 weeks. And people say, as the guy was saying, oh, you know, they're emotionally tied to this, Earl. And I get it. I mean, it's one thing. If someone wants a thing, right, and you have to save for it, because, you know, a lot of people don't have the abilities to go to a credit card. You know, you don't have the credit maybe. So you're going to have to, you know, get that cash and put it in the jar. And hold on. Hope that by the time that, you know, the season comes around, you can go get it. And there's some satisfaction to that. You know, I did my part. I earned my money. I saved up and I got my thing. I mean, I understand. That's like a goal achieved. I get that. But is that thing going to provide to you the kind of satisfaction a month, a year, or 10 years from now? I mean, all that weight that we're putting on it, and I think a lot of that, as mentioned, is driven by the societal pressure. 855-752-4842. A couple, Andrew from Maine. That sounds like Volbeat. Yeah, it was. I love the music. Thank you, Jess. Someone from the 505. I want to thank Earl for pointing out the stress some of us are feeling. I'm a single mother with two kids, and I have no money for Christmas. If it weren't for their grandparents, they'd get nothing. So it is really demoralizing for some of us. Thanks, Earl, for bringing it up. And thank you for sharing with us at the 505. It gets magnified. Those feelings get amplified this time of year.
And so, you know, maybe you're fortunate enough to not have people like that in your life or around you. But that doesn't mean that they don't exist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that, you know, I've noticed in children, and that's why there's so many things. And if we should do anything, if for people who do believe in this and Christmas and all of that, you know, we make sure on Thanksgiving that everybody gets to eat.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are. We're going to make sure that you get something to eat. I don't care if you sleep under the bridge. We know where you are. We're going to get you a Thanksgiving dinner. Now, the day after Thanksgiving, Dominic, not so much.
Yeah, right, right.
But we're going to make sure, listen, we should do that and make sure that every child who needs a gift gets one, right?
Yeah.
This is for children. And you begin to destroy faith in a child when they can't get, you know, and they wonder why not me, right? What did I do? We wonder why there's so many criminals and why people do some of the things they do. But when you live in a capitalistic society, Dominic, and you have no capital,
right? Yeah,
you're kind of in. You don't have to wait to go to hell under the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You're in hell on this earth. When for those who think heaven is in the sky, do you think that Elon Musk is going to have a better heaven in the sky than what he has here on earth? It's a capitalistic society, and people who don't have, it's a tough road to hoe, and single mothers, many of them, and my heart bleeds for them as their child says, there's nothing under the tree for me. Rough. And that's not what this time of the year is supposed to be. And I'm going to stop
No, and pardon me, Earl, but sometimes, you know, sometimes it's not even the tree.
We're thinking about it, huh?
Sometimes it's not even the tree. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it is. It is tough. And it is the time of giving. So when you think about these things, you know, don't think so much about the getting the expensive gift for someone who really probably doesn't need it. There's a lot of folks out there that can use the charity, and this is the time of year to do that. So find it. There's a lot of them out there. You can be a part and be a part of the goodness of the season. Matt from Middleton, he mentions the future is minimalistic and the capitalists can't stand it the way. So trying to grab what they can now. Minimalism, Earl, is something that I've slowly gotten to because, you know, the more stuff you own, the more it owns you, you know, to some degree. I recently moved, you know, the kids out of high school, into college, out of the house, got out of the house, moved into a condo. Well, and part of that, you know, I had 20 years of stuff in my basement that, you know what? Don't even
serve
no purpose, man. I mean, there was some, you know, I did take a couple of pictures of the things, you know. Oh, here's the thing. I'll take a picture because I remember that, you know, sometime in the future, but I don't need to physically have this thing. You know what I'm saying? And it is a hell of a feeling to unload some of those. If anyone's ever gone through a move, man, you know how good that feels. That you can empty all those things out and clear the clutter, and helps kind of clear the mind. But the, you know, the minimalist, it is seemingly contradictory to the capitalist materialistic tendencies and pressures that we have, because, you know, the economy is driven, Earl, by consumers, right? That's how our economy grows, consumer spending. And if there ain't spending, well, then we're not doing our then we're not doing our part.
You know, Dominic, you can look in your closet. Well, you just moved, so you did. There are clothes in there that I know I'm never going to be able to fit again. Okay? I don't care how much in my mind I say, yeah, I'm going to keep it there because I know I'm going to lose the 20 pounds I need to lose to get into it. As a matter of fact, before you lose that 20, you've added another 20. And it's still in the closet.
So it's not working to motivate you towards it. It's just hanging out around your neck, huh?
And there are people who could use those things.
Right.
And so clean them out, take them to people. And these are all great things that you can do over the holiday, Dominic, that will really make you feel like a part of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to be in the store. You can be doing these things. A lot of those clothes, the old folks, I don't want to call it the old folks home, but the place where the elderly people are as they age, take some of those clothes. Many of them don't have a lot of things. Take some of those things over to them. Mm-hmm. Or if your children, you bought them all these expensive clothes and they've outgrown them and you don't want to let them go because weren't they so cute on Dominic? Dominic was so cute in that. Hey, Dominic's never going to be able to wear it again. Take those things and give them to somebody else and repurpose them, and you'll find the real feeling of what this is all supposed to be about.
I tell you what, Earl Ingram, I want some of your old leisure suits, man. That's what I'm looking for. 855-752-4842. And the styles, they keep coming back around, man. If you can fit into them, Earl, just hang on to them for a little bit longer. Eventually, it'll be back in style. Let's get a couple of callers in. Dick from Madison. Happy days, Dick. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, you hit a home run there because fashion designers, I've always said, take money under false pretenses, because what can you do with a tie or a lapel on it that widens or it narrows? And then, oh, look at that. Let's go buy it. You know, I mean, come on. Really? No, I'm the same way. I've got so much junk I got to get rid of. But to Earl, I think about you a lot lately because I think, correct me if I'm wrong, you said something, earlier this fall, what if he won? Or and there's just a slight little bit of me, let him win, Trump we're talking about. And then careful what you're wishing for, you people. And I'm seeing it already with people. And it's like, what did you really expect from this guy?
Well, they haven't seen anything yet.
They haven't seen anything yet, Earl. Thanks for the call, Dick. Yeah, be careful what you wish for. If you talk about some of these policies, the immigration and deportation of labor force and tariffs and whatnot. Folks, that's going to impact people in a negative manner. And maybe they don't believe it because I'm saying it. But when it actually happens, then they'll know. Thanks for the call, Dick. Come back with us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvi Show, 855-752-4842. Hanging out with our friend Earl Ingram Jr. His show airs on Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Check it out. Got GSPS on the board and on the horn. And you folks joining us as well. Uncle Tony from Columbus says, go Lions, Dom! Exclamation point, FTP. Well, you have to figure out.
What no.
Can't say that on the air. Before we get into the sports talk version of the show, let's get one more caller in here on the materialism. Our pal Mark, welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks so much. And I can't help but going back to my mother at Christmas time always read us boys a Christmas carol. And remember that Bob Cratchit's nephew, he goes, Christmas has a good time, a kind, forgiving, charitable, pleasant time. The only time I know of in the long calendar of the year when men and women seem to be by one consent to open their shut up hearts freely and to think of people below them as they really were fellow passengers to the grave, not a race of creatures bound on other journeys. And let's remember the government, I think, that we're going to be getting now with Donald Trump and increasingly too much of the Republican Party is they're ignoring the warning of the second spirit of the two children, the two, ignorance and doom, and that and his, that Scrooge asks, well, have they no refuge? And And his spirit's response to him, are there no prisons? Are there no workhouses?
Right, yeah.
And that's what we need to avoid. I mean, that because that's the most terrifying part of that novel to me is those two children underneath the spirit's robes. I mean, because ignorance is doom.
Yeah.
And apparently the Republicans have forgot the message there. They talk about Christian charity and all that. And you wonder sometimes if there's a scrap of it, and not just Republicans, but in others' hearts, that we're all just fellow passengers of the grave, regardless of if there's an afterlife or not.
Uh-huh.
And our duty right now is to our fellow humans.
Yes, great points, Mark. I appreciate you bringing that up. And I just happened to see, this past weekend, I went to the Milwaukee Symphony and saw the Muppet version of The Christmas Carol. And of course, the symphony plays along plays the actual score to the movie, and it was great. And it's a great story, and thank you for the reminder of that. 855-752-4842. I know we're going to get to the politics, but today, man, I got my Detroit shirt on. Earl, can you see this? It says, "Don't Stop Believing," 1957, when Detroit won the world champion. There's no Super Bowl back then, Earl. 1957. Do you remember when Detroit won the world championship, Earl?
1957, man. I was 3 years old. Okay. So contrary to popular belief, I don't remember.
Okay.
But I can tell you that I've been a Detroit Lion fan since Earl.
Oh, Earl, we're going to need you to leave StreamYard and come on back.
he's breaking up a little bit, Earl. All right, he's going to come back with us. Detroit playing Green Bay today. As Earl knows, I was born, and some of you folks might know, I was born in Livonia, Michigan, and I was a little child growing up in Redford Township. My parents moved to Wisconsin. Dad took a job from General Motors to join Kimberly Clark, and Kimberly Clark's headquarters at the time was in Neenah, Wisconsin. So Dad had a commute when he was working at GM. He's like, "Well, I'm be in Neenah, Wisconsin. I'm used to a half hour commute." So he put a spot on a map, and here I was growing up out on top of a hill in Stevensville, Wisconsin, with I'm pretty sure the only Italian in 100 miles. A lot of van this and a van that, a lot of vans out there. And so as I grew up, of course, my parents, longing for their family, going back to Detroit often, making that drive. And that was before the, highways were 70 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. It was a 500-mile drive.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it was
long.
That's
a track.
I was on the road for a long time as a kid. That's why I'm a road warrior now. I'm very much used to being on the road. But growing up, then I was always, that guy. And I was like, wow, the Packers. And they were terrible when I was growing up, the Lynn Dickey days and all that. And so I was a Detroit fan. Oh, because I was like the contrarian. Imagine that. Me being the contrarian.
Shocking.
And then, of course, Barry Sanders comes around. And Barry Sanders was just an amazing, amazing running back. But the management kind of drove him out of Detroit, man. How does Barry Sanders retire? He got a few more good years left in him, and they drove him out. Earl, we only got a couple minutes left in the segment, but how did you end up being a Detroit fan?
Well, I was not a big Packer fan, and people could never understand how I could live in Wisconsin and not be a Packer fan, but man, there was something about the Detroit Lions and Mel Farr and Alex Carricks and Brown and just all of these old guys and Yo Larry and Milt Plum, and these were the stars when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And a young kid. And man, there's something about the Lions. They were the underdogs because the Packers were so great. But man, I'm a Detroit Lion fan. I'm all excited about the fact that they should be the favorites to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, man. I mean, who would have thought we'd be talking like that, Earl? I mean, all these years.
They should have won it last year if the coach wouldn't have made a bonehead move.
Earl Ingram Jr. joining me for another hour, yet you could be a part as well. 855-752-4842. We're going to get into some of the cabinet picks of the incoming administration. Also, we'll talk about some democracy. Is democracy on the edge? What's going on in France? and South Korea? Does that have any impact on us here? And we'll tell you our prediction, the big game tonight. Come back with us, 855-752-4842.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.